Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Our conversation today and tomorrow is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest is Dr. Tanya Hill, the CEO and Chief Nursing Officer of Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. In our discussion with Dr. Hill, we talked a lot about how visitors can come and go in the screening and that type of thing. And so I think it's information you might like to hear, but please understand that as of Saturday, Mission Hospital has announced the suspension of all non-essential surgery and procedures. They've elevated visitor restrictions to level 3, no longer allowing visitors to any facilities until further notice. The exception is in Asheville for pediatric patients who will be allowed to have one adult visitor at a time with them. So that is just the newest information we have, and this is changing constantly, so I wanted to let you know about that. Tanya, first of all, I know you've been in the community for a while, but still, I get to say welcome. What do you think about being in Spruce Pine?
I absolutely love Spruce Pine. From day one, everyone here in the community has been very welcoming, and they have really helped me with my transition and have supported me in onboarding here at Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. So I can't speak highly enough about our community. It's a very amazing place to be and work.
Well, I'll tell you, we're glad to have you. I think you were practicing somewhere maybe in Tennessee or something before you came over here.
Yes, I was with Tenova, which is in the East Tennessee market.
Well, we're excited to have you here in our area in Western North Carolina. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about Blue Ridge Regional Hospital and what you guys are doing where the COVID-19 coronavirus situation is. So at Blue Ridge, what's some of the precautions that y'all have been taking to help stop the possibility of an outbreak in our area?
Well, first I would like to say that we are very thankful that we are a part of the HCA system because we are at a true advantage in that we have many resources at the division and corporate levels that can provide us in able to prepare for COVID-19 coronavirus. We're fortunate to learn from the experiences of other hospitals within our system across the United States, and they've already experienced cases, so the learnings that we are getting from them has been very beneficial to how we are operating here within our division. We're screening all patients and vendors at the single entrance into the hospital, which is at the main ED entrance. And the reason for this is to control access so that we reduce the possibility of exposure. We're trying to protect our patients, providers, staff, and the community.
When you say screening, just out of curiosity, you know, I go to the hospital. How will you screen me? What do I have to go through?
When you come to the front entrance, we will have a screener positioned at the front entrance of the main ED. And we will ask you a series of questions, and at which point, if any of those questions become a yes, which would be related to fever, travel, and any symptoms that you may have, then we would push you into what we call an extended screening process. And then there's additional questions that we would ask the individual at that time, and depending on how you would respond to that, you could be released. And or you may end up having to go into an isolation area and have further evaluation and treatment.
If you have somebody standing there that's got a pretty good fever going or something, do you just come with me type thing?
No, absolutely. What we do is as soon as we know that you have any symptoms whatsoever, we provide you with a mask immediately. So that is to protect everyone that could potentially be, around that individual. So that is the first process that we do.
Okay. Well, and I'm sure, I have no doubt whatsoever you guys have a really good protocol set up because you do for everything else and that it'll be well taken care of. But I was just kind of curious what the screening process was like for us. Quick question that's not on any of our list of questions. How are we doing on equipment? We got enough masks and gowns and all that stuff. There's been a lot of talk about that in the news recently.
Yes. So we are daily managing that through our supply chain and adequately staffed with equipment and supplies here at Blue Ridge Regional Hospital at present.
Okay, cool. What symptoms should we be looking for?
So your symptoms of COVID-19 coronavirus, they may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus, and those symptoms include mild to severe symptoms, could include cough, shortness of breath, and or fever.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow on Healthcare Update and talk about COVID-19 and things that we can do to protect ourselves and our neighbors. Thank you to Dr. Tanya Hill, the CEO and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, for talking with us today and tomorrow. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Our conversation today and tomorrow sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you for listening.